Good evening, I'm John Yang. Tonight, nearly 1.5 million Gazans are sheltering in the southern city of Rafah, the last remaining haven on the Gaza Strip, as Israel moves towards sending ground forces into the city. Across northern Gaza, there were more airdrops of aid from the United States, Jordan, and Germany. The UN says a quarter of the population of Gaza is starving, and some say the aid isn't enough.
The situation is so bad that no one can imagine it, and the ship, even if it helps, will be a drop in the ocean, because the entire region is in need. They throw us airdrops of aid, and we run like dogs behind the airdrops.
In central Gaza, Israeli bombs were also delivered by plane. Gaza hospital officials say about 20 people were killed overnight in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp. They said nearly half of them were children. Talks aimed at a deal for the release of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners are expected to resume tomorrow in Doha, Qatar. Hamas has proposed an eventual permanent ceasefire, something that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says is out of the question. Police have surrounded a home in Trenton, New Jersey at this hour, where a 26-year-old shooting suspect has barricaded himself. Trenton police say the residents of the home have been evacuated. The suspect is armed with an AR-15-style long gun and is believed to have killed at least three people in Falls Township, Pennsylvania, a suburb of Philadelphia. There was a shelter-in-place order, but it's been lifted. Police said the suspect knew his victims and that the shooting was the result of a domestic situation. There's been another incident involving a Boeing jetliner. An older United Airlines 737 landed safely in Oregon on Friday, minus a large external panel along the plane's belly. There were no indications of trouble during the flight, and the missing panel was only discovered during a post-flight inspection. Both United and the FAA are investigating. In Russia, protests on the second day of voting in the country's three-day presidential election. Protesters tried to set fire to voting booths and poured green dye into ballot boxes. At least a half dozen cases of vandalism have been reported at polling stations as supporters of the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny try to undermine President Vladimir Putin's hold on power. Putin's facing no serious challengers and is almost certain to win another six-year term. Meanwhile, in Belgorod, Russian officials say Ukrainians shelled the border city, killing two people. And more Americans are tying the knot. The CDC says marriages are back to pre-pandemic levels. During the COVID-19 isolation, marriages dropped to the lowest level since 1963. But despite this uptick, marriages in the United States remain in a decades-long decline. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, the problems with plastic recycling and how plastic makers knew it wouldn't work. And tracking the surge in sharks off the Cape Cod coast.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.